This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. As a young kid growing up in the 1950s, superstition was quite a big thing for my family. I remember my mother, she was superstitious. I never thought much about it at the time. For example, Mum would never walk under a ladder. That was a sign of bad luck. Centuries ago, some people believed a black cat was a witch in disguise. Can you believe that? So strong was the belief, some people wouldn't discuss private business if a cat was in the room. They were frightened the cat would tell the witches. Or if a black cat walks toward you to bring good fortune, if it walks away, well, it takes the good luck with it. So cats were the victim of another strange superstition. If somebody in your house is ill, wash their body with a sponge, pour the water over the cat, and the cat will run away and take the illness with it. What about the superstition about number 13? Number 13, it's amazing. Many buildings across the world, there is no 13th floor. Restaurants avoid having a table 13. Are you a superstitious person yourself? If you are, you're not alone. I think many thousands of people are. I'm not judging them. I'm only having a look at this interesting topic. Perhaps you've never thought about it, but we do live in a very superstitious world. 80% of these high-rise buildings have no 13th floor. Hospitals, hotels have no room number 13. You go on a plane, chances are there's no 13th row of seats. The number 13, very unlucky, especially Friday the 13th. Considered the unluckiest day of the year, unless you were born on Friday the 13th. Well, superstition itself is believing in something that you know is impossible, and yet you believe it anyway. According to a poll taken back in 2009, 23% of Christians read horoscopes. They believe in astrology. Other polls that I've read claim 25% of churchgoers are superstitious. And back in the Old Testament times, Gad, G-A-D, was a pagan deity. And Gad was called the god of good fortune. He was worshipped by a number of the Hebrews during the Babylonian captivity. All ancient cultures have had one god or goddess, a goddess of luck. You ever heard of Lady Luck? She's thought to be the Roman goddess Fortuna, a goddess of luck. But look, we talk about having faith in God instead of being superstitious. Even Satan can say, have faith in God. But do we actually have faith in God? Do we trust him for every second of the day? We've got to believe that he exists. God is there to guide and protect us. If you need a horoscope to tell your future, then you're saying, I don't trust my future to Jesus Christ. And I'm sure Jesus is far more reliable than a horoscope. So let's reject these types of superstition. Why? Well, it's simple. The whole world is under God's control. Proverbs 16 verse 4 in the Old Testament says, the Lord has a reason for everything he does. And in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They're plans for peace, not disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. Now that's good news. The word superstitious is not found in the Bible except in Acts 17, where the Apostle Paul was in Athens and he was talking to the philosophers. Men of Athens, he said, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. And in Athens in those days, they had all kinds of idols or objects of worship. They were very religious in a sense, but they were very superstitious. I think we really should not be controlled by our superstitions or superstitious practices. Let's not live by fear, but faith. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The Lord, the Bible says, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? God is my refuge and my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. So the Bible tells me clearly that if we give our lives to Jesus, he protects and guides us. We don't have to fear the devil, the demons, animals, or inanimate objects. We can say, for the Lord is my light and my salvation, the strength of my life. C.S. Lewis said, I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. You know, with Jesus blessing your life, you don't need good luck. Heavenly Father, help us not to be superstitious, but to place our faith and trust in you and only you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.